Welcome to the Rock Church Podcast. This is Amanda. We're so glad you're joining us today. We are a church family that exists to love God, love people, and do something about it. If you would like to learn more about us, you can visit us at rockc3.com or head over to your app store and search RockC3 for our app. This is the first week of our series called Faith Is, and this week, Pastor Josh Finkley explains that faith is confidence that is evident. Enjoy the message.
Let's just talk about faith, and let's look at what is faith. What does faith look like? And what does faith in your life feel like? If I could say it this way, that we spent 5 weeks talking about Jesus is. And what we determined off of talking about that, if you've been with us, we said Jesus is greater, right? Jesus is greater. So if Jesus is greater, my faith should be greater. I mean, think about this. I'll show it to you on the screen. That if Jesus is greater, then my faith should be greater or bigger or bolder, that my faith should be fearless, that my faith should be relentless, that my faith should be evident, that my faith should be sacrificial, that's what my faith would be, that if Jesus is greater, then my faith is greater, or any of those other words. And so what I want to do over the next 8 weeks is I want to help us look at our faith. I want to help us to examine our faith and to start walking down what does faith look like. And I'm going to do it by first defining faith. And the way I want to define faith is with brackets. Again, going back to last week, if Jesus is greater, think greater than signs. Well, then faith is brackets. And I want you to think about brackets for a second. And what I mean by this is that if I take the word confidence and I take the word evidence as brackets, then I can fill in the middle. That Jesus is greater, therefore my faith is confidence and evidence will equal a greater faith. Or it'll equal a fearless faith. Or it'll equal a bolder faith or a bigger faith. So let me take a few minutes and try to define faith, and let's start by confidence. Because most people will define faith as confidence or trust or belief. For instance, how many of you drove a vehicle here today? If you're the one driving, okay. While you were driving, you put confidence in the brakes of your car, right? And most of you jumped into your car and didn't even think about them. Some of you might have an older car and are like, I have to think about my brakes. I got to downshift a little bit because you don't have complete confidence. But most of us, we have complete confidence in our brakes. So we just plan on them or trust them that they will stop us. Or how about this? When you drive over a bridge, you're putting confidence in the bridge that it'll get you to the other side. Now, anybody here have a fear of bridges? It's okay to admit it. Okay, several of you. So you understand, as you're going onto that bridge, you're like, I'm not very confident right now. And so there's some anxiety. Here's another thing that we put confidence in. The seat that you are sitting on. Now if you're watching online or on demand, I don't know what you're sitting on. But if you're watching right here in Conway, then you're putting faith in that chair that you are sitting on right now. And this is what I know. I don't think any of you came in today and inspected the chair. I don't think anybody like picked up the chair. I don't think anybody checked the welds. They checked the legs. You just saw the chair and you sat down because you were confident it would do the job that the chair is supposed to do. But what if I gave you this chair to sit on? Not confident, Miss Wanda, you're not confident in this one, huh? Well, what if y'all walked in and this is what we had for everybody? You know what I mean? You'd be like, I don't know. Looks a little flimsy, a little canvas. Ain't big enough for my butt. You know what I mean? Like, some of you would be like, I think I'll stand during church today. You know, I'm going to hit one of the booths around the side. Because when you look at this, you might not have confidence in it. But if you think, well, it's a chair designed to support somebody, well, then I'm going to put my faith in it and be confident. I've been sitting on this all morning. I'm getting a little worried about it. But you see what I'm saying. Like, the chair was designed so that people could sit on it. So I have confidence in it, all right? Now, here's the reality. Because I've sat in this chair several times, the evidence of the past is shown itself to me that I can have confidence in the present to just sit down. You see what I'm getting at? There's confidence and evidence from the past that this chair will support me so I can sit in it. I have faith in the chair right now. Take that towards God. When it comes to a relationship with God, when it comes to connecting with God, to walking with God, do you have faith? Well, your faith will be evident through your confidence in the evidence. Now, let me say that again because it's a little bit of a tongue twister. But your faith will become evident in your confidence in the evidence. That just as I have confidence in the evidence that this chair will support me, in the same way, I can look at God and with confidence trust the evidence that He is who He is and He does what He says He's going to do. All right, now let me take a minute and just kind of let me teach you some things on this. Let me kind of dig into the weeds on this idea of confidence and evidence, and do it by going to the book of Hebrews. And we've been in Hebrews for 5 weeks for the Jesus Is series. We went running through the book of Hebrews and we skipped chapter 11. But starting today, for the next 8 weeks, we're just going to camp out in chapter 11. And I want to start by looking at the very first verse, because the first verse tells us what is faith. And what the writer says, it is confidence and evidence. Now look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. It reads like this. You'll see it on the screen. Or I'll read it off my phone. That Hebrews chapter 11 says this. It says, faith is confidence in what we hope for. Faith is confidence in what we hope for. That's what the writer said. And when he was saying that, there's two words that I want to go to the Greek and I want to kind of define for you. The first one is the word confidence. That with the word confidence, what they're saying in the Greek language is it's a big word with a lot of letters, but what it really means is solid. That when you think of the word confidence in the Greek, the writer, what he was trying to say when he wrote that word, is he's trying to say, I want you to be solid, foundational. It was actually a word picture that meant solid so that you could put a pillar on it, meaning that it was a base that you could put a pillar on. And what the writer of Hebrews is saying, if you look at verse 1, he says, now faith is confidence in what we hope for. Now, which I think that's kind of crazy, because if you think about the word hope, is hope typically a subjective word or an objective word? If you think about it, it's really subjective, especially the way we use it in today's world, that we say things like this. Growing up, I said, I hope one day I'll be an NFL football star. That's what we call a wish, not a hope. Some of you, this gen, you like asking a girl out. You're like, I hope she says yes. And for some of you, that's a wish. Not trying to break your hearts, right? Some of you look at your bank account and you're like, I hope there's some money in it. That's a wish. That you buy a Powerball ticket. I hope I win. No, that's a wish. See, there's a difference between a wish and a prayer, a want, a desire, and hope. Again, going back to the Greek language, confident means solid. Hope means expectation. It's not just a desire that's out there, and it's an expectation that will happen. That the writer of Hebrews is saying, I want you to have a solid expectation. So faith is a solid expectation. But what is it a solid expectation in? Well, when it comes to Jesus, when it comes to faith in God, it is an expectation that he is who he says that he is, and that he does what he says he's going to do. I talked to some staff members about that this week. I said, if somebody was to come up to you and say, why do you have hope in Jesus? I said, what would you answer? Maybe you can think about that for yourself. And I think the answer that many of us would come up with is things that we know that he has said or things that he has done. He said, if you believe in me, you will have eternal life. So my hope is that he'll keep his word. That he said that he will never leave us or forsake us. My hope is that he'll do what he says he's going to do. That he said that he'll carry our burdens and he will go with us. My hope is that he'll do what he said that he's going to do. That he said that he is God. My hope is that he is who he says that he is. You see what I'm getting at? That when we have a hope in Jesus, the hope is in who he is and that he'll do what he says that he's going to do. And we see this actually lived out in the New Testament. We see a guy named Peter who one day was sitting in a boat. And as he was sitting in a boat, it was late at night, and all of a sudden they saw some guy walking on water. They start freaking out, and he says, as they're freaking out, Jesus says, don't worry, it's me. And Peter's like, well, Jesus, if it's truly you, tell me to come out onto the water. And Jesus says, come. He says, come. And it's at that moment that Peter has to make a decision to get up from where he is sitting and go to the edge of the boat. And as he gets to the edge of the boat, he has to look down at the water. Now, is water solid? No. Not unless it's a block of ice. Like, I think we all get that. But he's having to look down at this water, and he's having to say, my hope is that Jesus is who he says that he is, and that he'll do what he says he'll do, so I'm going to have faith, and I'm going to take a step out of this boat and place my foot on solid ground. That Peter had confidence in his hope. And then because of that, he was always able to look back at that day with evidence. There was an evidence of what he could not see. Because remember, when he did this, kind of that Raiders of the Lost Ark, footstep, you know what I'm talking about? That when he did this, he had no evidence at that point. He couldn't see that the ground was solid, the water was solid. He simply had to take a step of faith. But from that day forward, he could look back at the evidence. That's what faith is. It's confidence in your hope. And look at the next part of the verse. It says it this way. That it's the evidence of the things we cannot see. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for. And it is the evidence of things we can't see. And again, the Greek word for evidence there actually means proof. Think about that. Again, when you think of the word hope, a lot of times you're like, well, how do I be confident in hope? And how do I have evidence in what I cannot see? How do I have proof of what I cannot see? Because with God, we cannot see God. Like God is spirit. And so we cannot truly see God, but we can see the effects of God. We can see the evidence of God. Just like you can't see the wind, but you see the evidence of the wind. Right? You can't feel air, you can't see air, but you can feel the effects of air every time you breathe. And with God, it's the same way, that you don't necessarily see God, but you can see the evidence of God in things that he has given us. The invisible God has made himself visible. One way he's done it is through creation. Curious, How many of y'all in here like to hunt or fish? Anybody? Hunt or fish, okay? All right, so a couple of you guys that my guess is when you go out on the water or into the woods or into a duck blind, that you feel a connection with God, that you see nature. I talk to guys all the time. They'll say, man, when I'm just out there, I just feel like I'm connected with God on a whole nother level. And the reason why is because you're seeing the character of God. You're seeing the attributes of God. You're able to see the divine qualities of God. You don't see God, but you see the evidence of God because you see the effects of God. That's what the writer of Hebrews is saying. See, in the very next verse, or in the third verse, excuse me, he says, by faith, we understand the entire universe was formed at God's command. That what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. That an invisible God made himself visible by creating this world. And now when we see the world, we can see the handiwork of God. So we see the evidence of God. We see this in Jesus. That while Jesus was on earth, he was talking to some of his disciples, and they were like, well, we want to see the Father. And Jesus said, well, if you've seen me, you've seen God. Like, just look, because I am the evidence of God. That when you look at the resurrection of Jesus, that he is the evidence of a living God. When you look at Scripture, you can see all through Scripture, you don't see God, but you see the evidence of God in the Word of God. And you can go back through story after story after story, and you can see evidence after evidence after evidence of God is real. So God is making himself known. We see it in the testimonies of people. Again, you can go back to the Bible, and you can see the testimonies of those in the Bible. In Hebrews 11, over the next 7 weeks, we're going to look at testimonies of people who are there. But you can also look in the testimonies of those around you, that you can see the evidence of God. So I can have confidence in the evidence which allows me to have faith. And that's the reason I say that you got to look at faith like brackets. That there's confidence and there's evidence. And when I see that, well, then I can have faith. Which takes me back to this chair. The evidence of the past allows me to have confidence in the present to sit down. Right? And that's the way it should be with our faith. That if we have seen the evidence of God, and even though we can't see him, we see the evidence of him, then we should have confidence that we can have faith. That my faith can be evident. And for some of you, this might be difficult. For some of you, you might be like, man, that's a hard ask for me to put my confidence in the evidence of God just by looking around, by looking at Scripture, by hearing the stories of Jesus, by hearing the testimonies of others. But my hope is that you'll place your faith in him. But I'll be honest, at this level, it's pretty easy. You know what I mean? Like some of you came to church today and you're like, yep, my faith is evident because I came to church today. Well, that's pretty easy. I know for some of you, you're like, man, no, actually, it's difficult because I've never been to church or I haven't been forever. And so I know it can be kind of difficult, but let's just be honest. Like it's not that hard just to come to church. And by doing so, you're starting to display a little bit of faith. What would it look like if you went from just a small step to a bigger step? What would it look like if you said, you know what, I'm going to try to hold on to my faith on another level? Because let's be honest, life isn't always easy, is it? And faith isn't always easy. Because sometimes the stage changes. Sometimes the stakes go higher. Sometimes there's risk involved. And you might say, well, I can have faith right now because it's easy. But what about when it gets more difficult? What about when the path changes? What about when you find yourself maybe in a different situation? Can you have the same faith here that you had there? Because if I have faith here, well, now I'm getting just a little bit higher. And now my faith is a little more difficult. But the God I trusted there, I can trust here. And you might look at this and be like, yeah, ain't no big deal yet. And it's not. But again, what if the stakes change again? What if you find yourself facing an obstacle? What if you find yourself facing a mountain? What if you find yourself where God says, I need you to take a step of faith? I need you to take another step of faith. I need you to... God, isn't this good enough? I mean, God, isn't this all right? You know what I mean? And God saying, no, I need you to take another step. Maybe you find yourself in a situation where the next thing you know, you're kind of up on top of this mountain by yourself. And what do you do when you find yourself in this situation where you're alone, you're isolated, you're by yourself, and you're just like, man, I can't have faith here. And maybe this is where you're at. You find yourself in this kind of situation, and you're just like, well, you need to have faith. Just no thanks, right? Because here I'm okay by myself. Like, at least if I have to endure this hardship, endure this difficulty, be on a different path, whatever it is, if I'm here on my own two feet, I'm good, because at least I can take care of my own self. But to put my faith in something else, no thanks. And see, that's what I think we often do with God, is that we'll trust God when it's easy, but when life gets difficult, we'll say, no, I'll just stand on my own two feet. The same God I can trust down there is the same God I can trust up here. You with me? That's the God. The God I can trust there, I can trust right here, because the evidence of the past should give me confidence in the present that God will show up and he'll take care of me. But too many times we're just like, nope, stakes are too high. We get to this point and we're like, well, everybody was with me down there, but up here I'm by myself. When I'm at church, I'm fine, but when I get to school, I don't know if I can have faith. I was fine at church. When I get to college, I don't know if I can have faith. I was fine when I was in my small group, but I get to the office, I don't know if I can display that faith. That yeah, everybody was standing with me there, but I get here, I don't know if I can do it. That I was living sobriety there, but on day 17 when it's getting tough, I don't know if I can. The same God I trust there is the same God I can trust here. Because if he has shown the evidence of the past, then I can have confidence in the present. And I can make my faith evident. And it might be difficult, and it might make us anxious, but it's possible. Because I can trust. And guys, this is the way it is with God. That faith is evident. That faith is evident when I have confidence in the evidence. And when I have confidence in the evidence of a God I can't see, but a God I can see. When I have that kind of confidence in the evidence, then my faith should be evident. And that's what I want for all of us. And I know, listen, when you have that kind of faith, it'll make people anxious. Like some of you right now are very anxious. I had people in the last service, they were sitting there going, I can't watch. I can't watch. My wife was watching Thursday night online. She's like, what is he doing? It'll make you anxious. It'll make others anxious. But when you have that kind of faith, it also makes it contagious. See, there'll be some people that say, I want to experience that. I want that in my life. Because of your willingness to take a step of faith. In your willingness to trust a God who you could trust in the past, that you can still trust in the present. So I want to challenge you today. Make your faith evident. by having confidence in the evidence. Because without faith, you can't please God. Without faith, you can't have a relationship with God. I want you to think about that as we go into this time of response. That without faith, you can't have a relationship. Because faith is the first step of a relationship with God. That Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 says it this way. It says, for you are saved by grace through what? For you are saved by grace through faith. That we're saved by grace. It's 100% gift of God. Grace is straight from Jesus Christ. But it is received through faith. That it is through faith that we say, yes, God, I want to believe in you. Yes, Jesus, I'm believing in you. So faith is that first step. And I know when you take that first step, man, it brings anxiety. That's the reason some of you right now, every week that you're here, when we go into this time of response, you get anxious. Because you know you haven't surrendered to Jesus yet. You know you haven't asked him to be your Savior yet. And because of that, there's an anxiety that comes into your life. There's an anxiousness. There's in your heart and in your skin. And you're just like, man, I just don't know what to do. They're playing this song. I feel like I should do something. But your unwillingness to take a step of faith, you go to the bathroom. Your unwillingness to take a step of faith, you pick up your phone. Because there's anxiety. But what would happen if you took that first step of faith and you said, I'm going to place my confidence in the evidence of the resurrection. I'm going to place my confidence in the evidence of the character of God being on display through creation. I'm going to place my confidence in the evidence of what I see in Scripture. I'm going to place my confidence in the evidence of what I see from other people. That maybe you don't understand the evidence yet, but you see it in somebody else's life, and you say, because I see what God did in their life, I want that same thing. And what would happen if you actually took a step of faith? But for others, it's not just a first step. It's the next step. It's the further step. It's every following step after that. Because as you navigate life, you're going to have your faith on display. Your faith is going to have to become evident. Because let me challenge you and tell you today that faith doesn't get easier as you walk it out. Life with Jesus will get more difficult, but displaying my faith can get easier. Here's what I mean by that. When you surrender to Jesus, it's not like it's like, oh, now it's nice, smooth sailing. No, there's still steps that you're going to have to navigate. There's still life difficulties. There's problems that come into your life. But I can continue on in faith with Jesus because I can go, well, wait, I trusted him on that step, so I can trust him on this step. And I trusted him on that step, so now I can trust him here. That life will get more difficult. So you're going to have to continue to take steps of faith. See, the writer of Hebrews, this is what he said to the people of old. He said, listen, we are not like those who shrink back and are destroyed, but those who have faith and are saved. What he's saying is you've got to keep taking those steps. That your faith has to be evident based on the confidence in the evidence. So that's what I give you today. Will you allow your faith to be evident? Because you have confidence in the evidence. And if you do, then my challenge today is simply this. Take a step. Take a step of faith today. Allow God to move in your life. Maybe take that first step of faith. That first step where you respond to the grace of Jesus. Maybe that's for you today. It's like, step one, I'm going to do it. I'm going to place my confidence in the evidence. Or maybe for you, it's step two. Maybe you're going to say, I'm going to take the step of baptism. Because in baptism, do you know what you're doing? You're putting your faith on display. You're making your faith evident because you show people, whoever's around you, that I am trusting in Jesus, that I have faith in Jesus. Or maybe for you, you're like, okay, I've taken that step. Maybe it's taking the next step. Maybe the next step for you is giving. Maybe today you need to say, I need to put my faith on display. I need to be evident in the way that I start to give to God. And maybe this idea of giving to God makes you anxious. Maybe this thought of like, wow, I'm actually going to start tithing. That means I got to give 10% to the Lord. And maybe that brings a lot of anxiety. And as soon as you start to do it, you're like, no, I'm good right here. But let me tell you something. As someone, when I first came to Christ, did not understand tithing, did not understand giving, I stayed at this level. But there came a point where I started to understand giving to God. And when I started to understand giving to God, sure, there was some anxiety in that. But my wife and I, we started doing it. And let me tell you, what I have learned over the years is I can have extreme confidence because the evidence is real that God will never let me down in that area. Never let me down. Never let me down. Maybe it's something else. Maybe your step is, I need to start sharing my faith. Maybe for you, you're navigating a hardship like never before. And you find yourself up here. And you just want to say, God, where are you? God, I don't see you right now. That might be where you're at. But when you're in that position, the best thing you can do is have confidence in God and look at the evidence of the past and be confident in Him and let your faith be evident. Don't give up on God, because the same God you trusted down here is the same God you can trust up here. And maybe today, maybe you need to walk that out. Maybe you need to come up and get down on your knees and say, God, I'm trusting you. Maybe you need to come take communion and say, God, I'm trusting you. Maybe you need to take a step of baptism. Maybe you need to pray and receive Christ. I don't know exactly what it is, but my challenge right now is that every one of us in this room, every one of us, every one of us watching online, every one of us watching on demand, that every one of us would take a step of faith right now. And that your faith would be evident because you trust the evidence. That you look back over your life and you just see the goodness of God. We're going to sing about the goodness of God right now. We're going to sing about how we can look through our life and we can see the goodness of God, that the evidence is all around us. And as we do that, let me challenge you. Take a step of faith. Have confidence in the evidence and let your faith be evident. Let's do that right now.
Thank you so much for joining us today. If you would like to learn more about how to give to God through the Rock, you can find that information on our app or on our website. Another way that you can give to us is simply by subscribing to this podcast, rating it, telling your friends about it. All those things are super helpful. We hope you have a great week.